Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox NaNoWriMo Edition. This is the 20th day of NaNoWriMo, and today's episode will focus on keeping the joy thief at bay. What do I mean by this? At this point, the 20th day, you're probably seeing a lot of people who have word counts in the 30,000s, in the 40,000s, and in the 50,000s and beyond, posting on the forums and the Facebook group and other places, and you're looking at those word counts thinking,
I'm not there yet.
And you may be feeling some kind of way about that. Well, I'm here to reset those expectations that, again, doing NaNoWriMo is more like doing a marathon rather than a sprint. You're attempting to write 50,000 words in a month. That's something to celebrate. Getting your creativity exercised and down on the paper or on the blank screen is something that should fill you with happiness. No one can write a story like only you can. Considering everyone in the world, not that many people have taken the action of starting a novel. And those who have banded together in a single group of support and passion to share their gifts with each other and with the world. That's something that is so exciting. Anyone and everyone who takes the time and puts in the effort can win NaNoWriMo. If one person crosses the finish line a little bit ahead of someone else, that doesn't negate the ability of anyone else to finish. Now, in the middle of the month, seeing the finish line so far away, as well as being so far beyond the start of the month, can make you feel a little alone. The excitement from the kickoff of the event has died down, and it's kind of in that part where you're just writing by yourself, it seems. Should you feel less happy about your progress when you see that other people have crossed the finish line sooner? Da, 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 da. Let me give you an example. If you are running a marathon and you run a 10-minute mile and you find other people can run a marathon and run 8-minute miles, should you feel less joy crossing the finish line because they've run it faster? No. Every single person who crosses that finish line deserves to be cheered on and be filled with the joy of knowing that they have put in the work and they've made the effort and they have done it. It's the same way with NaNoWriMo. Again, there's no prize for speed, only finishing. And there are lots of ways to reach the finish line with the full support of the NaNoWriMo community, of the community of your friends and family, and also of the community of readers who really want to hear your story. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." I want you to remember over the next few days that the joy is in the journey. If you're anything like
someone we know,
you started this challenge because you wanted to do something ambitious and push yourself as a writer to your limit and beyond. I believe you can do this. Let's keep the joy thief at bay and let the only person you compare your writing to be yourself. If you look at where you were 1 month ago compared to where you are now, you can't help but see that what you've done is amazing. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment on this episode's page. For reference, it's episode 20 on podcast.amadvox.com. That's all I have for today. If you find this show of value, please consider rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcatcher app and sharing it with a friend. Thanks, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something beyond comparison.